Washington Kennedy denies reports. The White House has described as inaccurate news reports that Defense Department study has been found that there'd be no missile gap between the U.S. and Russia. Miami, back to home, sweet home. A group of Americans who were aboard the hijacked liner, the Santa Maria, have returned to U.S. soil. 30 Americans arrived in Miami today, tired but thankful to be back in the good old USA. Boston, Jackie jumps back into baseball. Outfielder Jackie Jensen has ended a one-year baseball exile and signed his contract with the Boston Red Sox. He quit baseball to spend more time with his family, he said, but decided to get back into the game this year at an estimated $40,000 a year. And the management of the Devon Hotel at Torquay, England, believes dogs should be kept in their place. A hotel brochure says dogs are welcome, but are asked not to go into the dining room and not to sit on the furniture.
You are listening to WAKY News.
Attention high school seniors and recent graduates. You can be two jumps ahead by joining the Kentucky Army National Guard. First, you have your active duty time reduced to only 6 months after your graduation. Secondly, you receive valuable training that will help you in your civilian jobs. Contact Battery C, 1st Howitzer Battalion at the Mutual Armory, or call Glendale 8-7841 and ask for Sergeant Quiggins. Do it today. Call Glendale 8-7841.
The WAKY weather scope, rain becoming mixed with sleet or snow this evening, low to be 32. Tomorrow, occasional snow diminishing to flurries in the afternoon. Total accumulation of snow, 2 inches. High tomorrow, 35. Snow flurries, a little colder tomorrow night. Right now, the winds are from the northeast at 7 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 100%. Street level temperature, 33 degrees. The WAKY headline of the hour, Valley High School 8th grade student dies of heart attack while at school. Tom Perry reporting for the Army National Guard.
If it's news, you'll hear it first on WAKY.
WAKY in Louisville.
Larry, welcome. The number two song this week from Wacky, Mr. Bubble Machine himself there on the Calcutta tune from WAKY's Top 40 list. 8 minutes after 9 o'clock here on the Sojourn called the Grady Grind from Color Channel 79. We'll be around till 11 each night from Wacky, sort of sandwiched between Sanders and Seberg. You add the lettuce and we'll toss in the bologna and lots of it.
All around the town, the WAKY Community Bulletin Board keeps you informed.
All right, the Mill Creek School in Shively will present its Founders Day program beginning at 7:30 p.m. Thursday night. For more information of the meeting, call Emerson 8-2947. That's the Mill Creek School in Shively presenting their Founders Day program at 7:30 Thursday.
Send your public service announcements to Wacky's Community Bulletin Board, WAKY, Louisville.
All right, cats and jammers, can we have a little bit of a more or less defeatist attitude type fanfare for our make it and break it tune tonight? Sort of a defeatist, we lost type thing here. All right? Okay. Now let's see how badly we can break this thing called True Lover by Sarah Vaughan. It didn't make it tonight, gang. It was a very bad scene. The score against it was 428 to 107 to break this thing because you people out there didn't like the cotton-picking record, so if you don't like it, we don't like it either. We'll just break it to 1,000 pieces here. This ought to do it. Take that and that. And could we have a little music from the Wacky five-star album rack, please? Willie John, somebody over there, get me out of this thing and play some music. Come on, hurry up here.
When you touch my hand and talk sweet talk, I got a knocking in my knees and a wobble in my walk. I'm trembling and I'm sitting.
Fabulous Swinger by Little Willie John from WAKY's five-star album rack. I'm Noivus, and I'm shaking, baby.
This is Rhonda Martin, cheerleader from Seneca High School, and I'm very happy to say this night, Seneca beat Valley, 60-46.
We got rhythm.
12 minutes after 9, the time here on the Sir Jack of Grady Show from WAKY in Louisville, where Mrs. Dan Harton of Route 1 Westport Road was the winner of a $32 transistor radio on the Wacky Derby contest. Stand by next for the music of Ferrante and Teicher.
No body is lovelier than the body that comes out of a Sardo bath. Sardo works its beautifying magic in only 2 minutes. It's the easiest beauty treatment in the world. No mess, no fuss, no greasy creams, no gooey lotions. Just fill the cap on the bottle with Sardo. Pour the capful of Sardo into the warm bath. Get into the tub and relax. Just like magic, Sardo will actually bathe away your dry skin and your dry skin problems. In 2 short minutes, you will prove to yourself why dermatitians report that chapped skin, flaky legs, sore chafed areas, rough heels, rough elbows, dry skin itch, and drying skin respond to Sardo's amazing action. You have to try it to believe it. Sardo is guaranteed to help make your skin smoother, softer, and more beautiful, or your money back. Buy Sardo at any drug or cosmetic counter.
Beautiful music of Ferrante and Teicher, big in the magic circle of top 10 this week at number 9 from WAKY's Tote Board of Songs, and that's called Theme from Exodus. This is Wacky in Louisville, where Jim Brand lays the lacquer on the line each morning at 9 for our gals from the Brush and Broom Brigade of Big L.
This is Louisville's highest rated radio station. 790, it's Wacky,
W-A-K-Y. Latest scoop from the Wacky Weatherscope calls for rain becoming mixed with sleet or snow late tonight. Low temperature reading of 32 degrees. Tomorrow, occasional snow diminishing to flurries in the afternoon. Total accumulation to be about 2 inches in Big L. High temperature reading tomorrow, 35 degrees. Snow flurries and a little bit colder tomorrow night. Currently in Louisville, rain and fog with the WAKY Louisville temp of 33 degrees. Red Ball special time from Wacky, and here's Bob Darin.
Up lays the river by the old mill run. Lay the river in the noonday sun.
There is a juicy, fat, wacky climber if I ever saw one. That's a Color Channel 79 Red Ball special for you. In the person of Mr. Bob Darin, wailing up there along that lazy type river. Sort of cold up there, too. Frozen over. Even the Coast Guard went home. This makes it sort of a bad scene, but I guess that's Coast Guard biz, if you want to call it that. Larry Bell of 9813 Seville Drive in Valley Station, Kentucky, we're proud to say that Wacky has received your card, registering you and your family for the Wacky Derby Contest.
Here are the track rules for the running of Wacky Derby Time. Everyone with a telephone is eligible to play Wacky Derby Time. During the hour, you will hear the parade to the post, the names of the jockeys and the horses they'll be riding in the upcoming race. Then Wacky will call a number from one of the Kentuckiana telephone directories. That party will be asked to select a jockey for the next running of the Wacky Derby. It's post time, and you'll hear the running of the Wacky Derby. If the person called by Wacky correctly identified the winning jockey, that person will be the winner of a $32 transistor radio.
Listen 10 times daily for the running of the Wacky Derby.
All right, my friend, and don't forget to get your card in the mail to WAKY with your name, your address, your phone number, and, various sundry things like that. If you have a registration number from the Kentucky Thoroughbred Association, do that too. Seriously, though, make sure that you do put on your name, your address, and your phone number. Send it to Wacky Derby, WAKY in Louisville, and make sure that you are registered for the Wacky Derby.
Scores galore, sports report. News and names from your favorite games on 790 WAKY.
First on the local Kentuckiana High School basketball scores, the cheerleaders.
This is Nancy Snead, cheerleader at Male High School, reporting the score of Male Eastern games. The final score was Male 57, Eastern 46.
This is Rhonda Martin, cheerleader from Seneca High School, and I'm very happy to say this night Seneca beat Valley 60-46. This is Judy Bob from Butler High School, and at the end of the Butler Pleasure Ridge game, the Butler Bears defeated the Pleasure Ridge Panthers 62-34.
In pro basketball tonight in the first quarter, St. Louis 32, Philadelphia 26 at halftime, New York 67, Detroit 55 in the first quarter, Detroit 29, New York 26. In other basketball, Penn State 65, Bucknell 63, North Carolina State 61, Duke 59. At halftime, it's Georgia Tech 38, Auburn 36. At halftime, Georgia 40, Kentucky 35. At halftime, Texas A&M 34, Rice 23. Here's the final, St. John's of Brooklyn 98, Loyola of Chicago 74, Gannon 73, John Carroll 69. At halftime, Texas 38, Southern Methodist 29. At halftime, Buffalo 35, Syracuse 30. And that's the WAKY basketball scoreboard.
Wacky Derby time here on the Tuesday evening grind of the Grady Session, 23 minutes after 9. Rosie and the Originals from Wacky and Angel Baby. Big number 7 this week on the Scotch Plaid Top 40 list, WAKY.
Winter's here, are you listening? Brighter sounds, crisp and glistening. Winter radio is best on WAKY.
Little drops of rain, little drops of snow make the mighty traffic mighty, mighty slow.
And the weather word tonight is just about like that. Rain becoming mixed with sleet or snow late tonight, low temperature reading of 32. Tomorrow, occasional snow, diminishing to flurries in the afternoon, total accumulation of about 2 inches in Big L. High tomorrow, 35 degrees. Snow flurries and a little colder tomorrow night. WAKY Louisville temperature reading with rain and fog, 33 wacky degrees. This is Wacky in Big L, the Mighty 790, home of the Sir Bill Award. Search for the Miss Wacky Babysitter of 1961 every morning from 5:30 till 9. Music to talk about. Wacky chart challenger for you, entitled Asia Minor. 9:30 the time in Big L. We're going to split out for the 9:30 edition of WAKY Headline News. Okay, straight shooters, this is Wacky in Louisville. Home corral to more Big L cowboys and cowgirls than any other Kentuckiana station.
From WAKY Long Lines, half-hourly news.
14-year-old Valley High School student dies of apparent heart attack while at school. 40 tons of rice arrives in the first of food surplus for the needy program in Jefferson County. President Kennedy proposes raising the minimum wage to $1.25. County Clerk Queenan tosses his hat into the mayor's race in defiance of city endorsement of W.S. Milburn in the Democratic camp. Street level temperature 33 degrees.
Be alert, learn a lot, hear the news while it's hot.
Who, what, when, where, why, and how? Factual, actual news of now. On WAKY, Jetstream News.
From Wacky, these are the little things that mean a lot. These are the Playmates, and big number 15 this week.